This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. Tacoma is playing host this week to a Green Transportation Summit and Expo. It's a meeting of innovators and policy experts from the entire West Coast. They're looking at ways to cut back on emissions that harm public health and cause climate change, and showing off some of the equipment. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to check it out.
Filling up the expo hall at Tacoma's Convention Center is just about every kind of electric car you could imagine in a city fleet, as well as pedicabs, ultra-clean diesel tractor trailers, and a Pierce County bus that runs on natural gas. Also on display, of course, are the latest in fueling and charging stations. What surprised me, though, was a huge, bright yellow piece of Caterpillar construction equipment. Mike Rochford with the company says it's a motor grader used for maintaining roads.
Gravel roads, construction sites, things like that, to make sure the other equipment can navigate properly at those places.
He says Caterpillar is among industry leaders who are now voluntarily meeting the EPA's toughest standards for diesel engines, the Tier 4. And he says they're also working hard to make sure their equipment is designed so that operators can be more efficient with the fuel.
So it's the engine, but it's also at a job site requiring one pass instead of two or three passes to get the same work done.
Caterpillar is not yet required to manufacture off-road engines to such a high standard, says Rick Wallace, a senior policy analyst with Oregon's Department of Energy.
What we're seeing, though, is some people will put it in contracts. They'll say, like a hospital, they might be building a new hospital, they might say, I want only low emissions equipment to be used here. Or some cities could put in an ordinance.
In the Northwest, the transportation sector is the largest emitter of air pollution. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.